a wonderful job. And not to say that Brother Barry didn't do a good job. He always has and always will and anytime he teaches. But Brother Lyron's really been doing good. And he told me to quit bragging on him. But I ain't bragging on him. I'm just telling the truth. And but he made some statements along the way that's really got to sticking with me here lately. And he talked about, I believe it was last Sunday or Sunday before last one, he talked about how that David and Jesus were born in the same town and they died in the same town. They were born in Bethlehem and died in Jerusalem. And that just sort of, all this has been going with my thoughts, and it's that time of year, Christmas. But my thought today is going to be about Bethlehem, and it's going to be the house of bread. Bethlehem, is, if you'll look it up in the Hebrew, it's Bethlehem. I can't hardly say the Hebrew word, but it's called the house of bread. And that's the city, the definition of Bethlehem, or what the city was called, the house of bread. And that's going to be our thought today, the house of bread. And y'all pray for me.
Amen.
I need the Lord's help, because this is way, all the subjects are way too big for me, but this one here is going to be way too big for me today, and I know that. I'm smart enough to know that, but I pray today we'll be able to bring out some things to do with the house of bread that still today is the house of bread. And y'all pray for us. And I want to take a reading lesson from 1 Samuel 16. Where God had sent Samuel to go anoint him a king. And he sent him to the house of bread, Bethlehem, to find a king. And I want you to know today, I'm going to go ahead and say this today, men are still seeking a king in the house of bread. And y'all so pray for us that we'll be able to prove that here in just a little while. But the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil, and go, and I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take an heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord, and call Jesse into sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do, and thou shalt anoint me unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town, troubled at his coming, said, comest thou peacefully? And he said, peacefully, I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord, and sanctify yourselves, and come with me, and to the sacrifice, and sanctify Jesse and his sons. And he called them to the sacrifice. And I want to stop reading there, and if you go on to read, and we may not read on down through this, but we find that here Samuel, God has sent Samuel to come and anoint him a king in the town of Bethlehem. We find here that he's come and he'll come and Jesse had at least, I guess it was about 9 or 10 kids. I forget how Lyron has told us that, how many he had, but he was a Bethlehemite. Jesse was born there from the union of Boaz and Ruth. And they had a child named Obed, and then Obed had a child named Jesse, and Jesse had a child named David. But we find that he comes and to anoint one there, which was David. And they run all the ones before Samuel there, and God told them, this is not the one. He told them there was one. We'll just go ahead and read it, because I'll mess it all up. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not. Well, and it came to pass when they were come that he looked upon Eliab, Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before me for him. But the Lord said unto him, Samuel, look not upon his countenance or on his height or his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as a man seeth. For the man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. And Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shumah pass by. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. And again, Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And he said, Jesse, the Lord hath chosen thee. And Samuel said, the Lord hadn't chosen these. And Samuel said to Jesse, art thou here all thy children? I'll get it right in a minute if I calm down. And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down until he come hither. In other words, we're not going to rest until he gets here. And he sent and brought him, and now he was a ruddy and withal and beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of the brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. And from that day forward, so Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Now, how we find here that David was the one that God had chosen. He wasn't the one that they would have thought about. Matter of fact, he was off keeping the sheep. But he was a shepherd, and I want you to realize the next king that they come seeking for in Bethlehem was also the shepherd. But listen to me, he was just a little bitty fella, and you wouldn't expect him. Saul was a great man, a strong man, a big man, one of stature. But I want you to realize they didn't expect somebody like David to come in and take the kinghood. They was looking for something different, wasn't they? Was they not looking for something different when they come looking for Jesus? That you can find different comparisons from David to Christ. If you'll go over and read where Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, you'll find there that Peter preached to him about David. And he told him this, it wasn't the patriarch David that he was talking about. It was talking about Christ. David, he said, David's buried with us, and he's here with us to this day. Right. David was buried in the city of David, and which was Jerusalem. over in Luke, you'll find the city of David be called Bethlehem. But you'll find all the kings was buried in the city of David, which was Jerusalem. And you'll find that's what Peter was saying. Listen, I don't want to get too far off subject. If you go over in Acts, you'll find that. But you'll find he said he's with us here today. That's where he was preaching, was in Jerusalem. Larry brought out this morning about the city of David, about in the scriptures he used that it was Jerusalem. But Bethlehem also was called the city of David. But Micah now, I can't stop coughing. Y'all bear with me. Now in Micah, in the 5th chapter, it says in the 2nd verse, but thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be the ruler of Israel, whose goings forth have been from old and from everlasting. Now when the being a ruler was being king, now Samuel, God sent Samuel to go look for him a king. And not to go find one, but go find the one that he was to be anointed. And that was in Bethlehem. Now, Micah here talks about that the ruler would be born and come out of Bethlehem. Now, remember, our thought is the house of bread. And you say, what's this got to do with the house of bread? Just hang with me. Now, Matthew chapter 2, it says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Judea, In the days of Herod the king, behold, they came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is to be born of the king of the Jews? For we have seen the star in the east and come to worship him. Now they came to Jerusalem and they asked where he was. And Herod the king said, heard these things, and it troubled and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered the chief priests and the scribes and the people together, he demanded them that Christ should be born, or where he should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem, Judea, where thus is written of the prophet. And that's where we just read to you. And in Bethlehem, the land of Judah, are the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor, and he shall rule my people Israel. Now, we find here that a wise man came looking for Christ, for the king to be born. They said they'd seen his star. So, we find here that God, once again, was directing, just as he did Samuel. He was directing Samuel to Bethlehem to find a king to anoint. We find now that he is directing wise men to come to Bethlehem to find the king that God had anointed and going to anoint. And you'll show where he's anointed different times with oil. Amen. But then we got these wise men coming to Bethlehem, and you said, what's this got to do with the house of bread? We're going to get to that. I believe, and I've heard it be said and seen it written, that wise men still seek Jesus. And I believe that. Amen. But I believe God has a way of getting people where he'd have them to be and directing them, and even those who may not at the time be saved by God's grace. And you say, Brother Jeff, what do you mean? He don't lead sinners. I ain't saying leading. He's drawing.
Amen.
There's a drawing, a calling out to all mankind.
Amen.
God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, whoever believeth shall not perish but have everlasting life. So through the word of God, there's a calling to all mankind.
Amen.
He died for all men. So there's people like Brandon, my son-in-law. I guarantee you he would have never thought he'd be here. There's people like Jeff Likens that wasn't raised in church. I had a neighbor that loved me enough, that had a burden for me, that went through a lot of trouble to get me through God, leading him to get me to Rocky Mound Church. And then I heard the gospel and I got saved. He didn't know who to go anoint, but God led him there to Bethlehem, the house of bread. Now listen, the wise men, they didn't know where to go, but God led them through the star. God led the children of Israel through a pillar of cloud by day and a fiery pillar by night. God has a way of getting you where he wants you.
Amen.
If you'll be listening and be attentive to what he'd have you to do. So we find Bethlehem now is the house of bread. And I want to try to get that to where we're at today and where we might understand how God still is getting men to come, and how we can't save nobody, but we can be a part of getting somebody where they need to be. Are we not supposed to be the light of the world? A city that sits on a hill that cannot be hid? I want us to try to look at today. I was going to go about this all different last Sunday because it was a different situation. But today, I want us to try to go about looking at this a little bit different today. And if you'll just bear with me, I want you to be Bethlehem for a little while. David was a picture of Christ.
Yep.
It was. I mean, you can't get around it. He was. He was a picture of Christ. Different times, and you go through the Psalms, different times, just over and over. Y'all's Bible's got those little stars in them at the bottom of the verses. Any of y'all got Bible's got that? When you see that little star, it's meaning this is something to do with Christ. It ain't got to do with exactly what's going on there, but this is pointing towards Christ. This is prophecy towards Jesus. That's what that little star means. And all through your Bible, you'll find different places about David. It's got little stars there. And what that is prophecy about Christ. It's to do with what's going on then, but it's also to do with what's to come. So you see that over and over and over through the scriptures. It's a picture of Christ. Now what I want you to understand today, you are a picture of Christ, or at least you should be. And if you're not, you need to change your life till you get to where you are.
Amen.
This church as a whole is a picture of Christ. And if we're not, then we need to change ourselves to Amen. Where we are. Because if we're not the house of bread, tell me where it's at. If you can't find a king here, where are you going to find him out there? So there's people still coming to the house of bread seeking a king, and that king is Jesus.
Amen.
Did you have anything missing in your life?
Amen.
Did you have a big empty void in your life? And you come to the house of God seeking something. And I want you to know the church has never, don't get me confused. The church has never saved nobody. But it's directly or indirectly had a part in everyone that's been saved ever since she's been set up. Because it's where the truth is. It's where the Word of God's come through. And there's different ones that's branched off from it down through time. It's went out here and went out there. And the different ones don't have the truth anymore. But some of them still hold on to enough truth that people can be saved. You think you're going to hear about Jesus out yonder? I want you to realize how you might hear somebody speak of it, but the world don't care nothing about Jesus. If you want to find the Lord, where would you go? I'd begin to go into the house of God.
Amen.
To where the house of bread. Listen to me. And I'm going to get to some stuff. I wish this was all just jump up and let's have a great big time. And there is some good stuff in it. But what I'm going to bring out today, you're probably not going to like a whole lot. Because we're lacking in some things. And being the house of bread. Y'all pray for me. I didn't come here today to hurt nobody's feelings or nothing. And it hits me just as much as it does anybody else. But people, we've got to see what the truth is. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it's the chapter where it talks about how we're placed in the body. And that God puts them in the bodies it pleases them. And God leads and directs and puts them in there. But I also believe he gives each one of them a job. But he says in the 27th verse, after he goes through all these parts that are part of the body, he says, now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. Now go with me, if you would, to John chapter 6. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert and written and gave them bread from heaven to eat. Now this is chapter 6 and start reading in 31. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you Amen. True bread from heaven. Amen. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He said, he that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me, had believed not. Listen to me. He said, I am the bread of life. Now listen, if we are members of his body and we are the body of Christ, what are we? We are bread. And what is this then? This is little Bethlehem. This is a handful of corn that was set up there on a mountain. Just a few. And said, Judah, Bethlehem, though you be the smallest of Judah, the king will come out. The ruler will come out of you. I want you to realize the king is here. We are Bethlehem. We are the house of bread. And I want you to know something. Because we are the house of bread, we are to be an example. Amen. To everyone we come in contact with. We're to be peculiar. And that don't mean jerks. A lot of times us as Baptists will sit back and talk about what we are and make everybody else feel like a dog. That's wrong. And if you're doing it, stop it. We're to be a humble people that love one another, that try to point people towards Jesus. But we're all to be a people that's not of the world. We're in this world, Jesus said, but we're not of it. Now we're going to get into some stuff that's going to hurt us a little bit. Today, our church is the only time we want to do any kind of discipline. If it's when somebody joins another church that we don't want to have fellowship with, and then you say all kinds of discipline. Then. Yeah. Every church is the strongest one in Macon County. But when it comes to dealing with other things, people, I'm afraid we've become very weak. Yeah, we sweep stuff under the rug, and we've swept so many things under the rug, sometimes they become a stumbling block. You are the house of bread. Is everybody, would you agree with that? Amen. That you're the body of Christ and you're the house of bread. Would you agree with that? Amen. This is for the king. This is his kingdom. Right. He said, my kingdom's not of this world, but my kingdom is a heavenly kingdom. You're part of that heavenly kingdom. Amen. Would you agree with that? Amen. So you'd say you're the bread? It's reported commonly that there is fornication among you. And such fornication is not so much as named among the Gentiles that one should have his father's wife. You are puffed up and have not rather mourned that he that's done this deed might be taken away from among you. For verily, as absent in body, but present in spirit, I have judged already, as though I were present concerning him, that he have done that this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you have gathered together in the spirit with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ to deliver such an one unto the Satan for the destruction of the flesh, in other words, that he be brought down. But his soul not be destroyed. Listen to me. People have to hit rock bottom sometimes before they'll get to the place of repentance, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Listen to me. We never want to hurt nobody. But sometimes people have to be humbled. They have to see where they're wrong. Why is this important? I'm fixing to read it to you. Are you the house of bread? Your glory is not good. Know you not that a little leaven leaveth the whole lump? I am not no cook. But I know it. You take dough that you're going to make bread. and you put leaven in it, and it'll rise. It'll get bigger and bigger when you let sin run in your body on and on. It will get bigger and bigger. It will leaven the whole lump. Are you the city that sits on a hill? Are you the light that lighteth up the world? I believe in all my heart they loved that man. Young man that had fornication with his father. Wife. His stepmother, I believe. It wasn't his mom, it was his stepmother. But he'd had fornication and they loved that young man. And they done everything. They'd got puffed up. We're not going to do nothing about it. That's what Paul was saying. You got puffed up in your pride. We ain't going to do anything about it. We're going to let it go. And we don't care what nobody says. You ever heard that? I don't care what nobody says. We're going to do it anyway. Listen to me. That's a wrong attitude. I've heard Brother Barry saying, I care what people think. I can't help what they think. But don't you know you'll burn a church not caring? We have to care. So Samuel went looking for a king and he found God directing Jesse's son, youngest son David, and a little red-headed fella just about like this in here with blue eyes. And he anointed him king. And then one come in his likeness, his favor, and out of his loins, called Jesus, was born also in the house of bread. And wise men come looking for him. That one said, as they sit at the table, he broke the bread and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. So once a year we come together and we break that bread.
Amen.
In his remembrance. Here in the little town of Bethlehem. We break the bread. He said, you are my body. In other words, you act like I have. They were first called Christians in Antioch. Then he told Paul, you tell him, when you don't act like I do, when you act like the world, and when you do things you shouldn't do, you take them out of the body. Yeah. That the flesh may be destroyed, but the spirit may be saved.
Amen.
He said, why? Because a little leaven will leaven your whole lump. Before you know it, you won't be the household of bread. Before you know it, you'll be just like them was who paddled the boat so hard trying to get to the shore with Jonah. If Jonah hadn't went over, the ship was going to sink. There comes a time, people, we have to deal with things. Do we like doing that? Absolutely. If somebody here likes doing that, then you're at their own place. But that don't change nothing. Do you love this one? Do you? What about Eli? Do you love him enough to do the hard things? Do you love her enough? I love you, sweetheart. I want you to be safe. Sometimes you have to do a little house cleaning. In the household of bread. If I'd got to preach on this last Sunday, it's been a whole lot different. Y'all would have been a lot happier with me. But thank God you. He knew we didn't need to be puffed up anymore. There comes a time we have to be brought down. Even though we're the household of bread. That's my message. Y'all do with it what you want. I've worried about it all week. Now it's in your feet. You can go worry about it a while. But I love you enough today. The question is, do we love God enough to do anything with it? And we'll have a song. We'll have a handshake.
Page 140 was the question.
I heard an old, old story. How the Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary.
That was amazing. She preached on that. Good.
Jeff, I love you.
I love you.
Thank God for you.
Love you.
I love you.
Natalie, I love you. You need to be saved. If you hadn't been, you get things worked out, okay? You get things worked out. Probably me too.
Sometimes
pretty
tough, don't
they? Yeah. God bless you. Love you. Love you.
You know I do. You know I do. You got to.
I do. I appreciate everything you've ever done and every prayer you've ever prayed for.
Yeah.
Bless you. Love y'all.
Love you.
Your mom and daddy okay?
Daddy's sick.
Love you, brother. Love you. I love you.
Love you. Appreciate you very much.
That's your grandbaby? Well, God bless you. God bless you.
Jail.
Little man. Bless y'all. I love you, brother.
Love you.
Love ya. I love you, brother. I love you. God bless you, sweetheart.
Love you, preacher.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate you.
You too, buddy. Fine job. Fine going.
8306.
Love you, buddy.
Once again, I face
Satan. I love you.
I love you.
This morning, and I battled him all the day long. But in my weakness, God sent
choke you. I'll do it again. God bless you, Sister Billy Ruth. We love you. Anything else?
Sister Teresa was singing that song. I got to thinking about my mother-in-law and how when I come in her apartment, she'd have that song on and she'd be having tears in her eyes and get carried away and get a shout in that little hole in that little room there, and it just get me thinking about how she would request prayer for Lisa and her son. And you know, the other day I went with her with my brother-in-law, and we just went to the upper living junkyard and taking things off and the feeder off, and I just thinking, boy, this is a chance to try to talk to him, but Lord didn't lay it on my heart to talk to him, but y'all pray for him. And, you know, my wife's aunt, she just lost her husband this time last year. And she asked Lisa to tell Mark to pray for me, that it's hard this year. And y'all remember her. I don't know her soul. She might be lost. And you know, she's out there in California. And y'all remember her in your prayer. You know, I've got a lot of burdens for these lost people, that family that I know of. And I got a burden with my grandkid. You know, we sit back and we wonder what's going to be the next day. You know, if the Lord's going to come and take us the next day. You don't know. You know, I sat back in little blind the other day and watched little squirrels playing in a tree. And I was sitting there thinking, look what God created. And one day after a while, that's going to be gone. It's going to be gone because the Lord's going to destroy all of it. And it's because of sin. It's because of what we've done. And you know, and I thank God that Jesus was born and He died on the cross for us. I thank God for that. You know, I told Lisa today, I said, next year I'm focusing on one thing. And that's preaching the gospel to these lost little ones. I want to see them saved. We got little ones here that I want to see saved, Brother Jeff. I got a grandchild. One day after a while, if I'm not around, will these young preachers be able to preach the gospel to them? I want to see her saved. I want to see yours saved.
Amen.
But you know, we need to be praying.
Amen.
We need to be praying for the more revivals next year. We do need to be praying.
Amen.
We need to show a light in front of them. Y'all remember me in your prayer. This week, all I've done is sit in the old blind and just talk to the Lord. I thank God for that. I thank God I can just sit around and just talk to Him and enjoy. You know, I've got a big old thought going to Unit Hill second Sunday, January 9th. The Lord gave me a good thought, boy, after you was preaching. He gave me another thought to add to it. Boy, I don't want to preach it, but God, why can't I do what God wants me to do? Y'all pray for me and I'll be a stronger preacher. Be a light in front of my family. Amen. You know, it's good when he wants somebody to hear someone say, please tell Mark to pray for me. And all I can do is tell the church to pray for him, because it takes the church to us to pray. Prayers will answer.
Amen.
Y'all remember me in your prayer.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Mark. God bless you. Pray for his lost loved ones. We got a lot of loss we need to be prayerful for. Appreciate this. Anything else on your heart?
Brother Jeff, I'm
going to
thank God for saving my soul. I don't want to puff you up, but we sure did a good job this morning.
Man.
And I know that you were just following the Lord, but you painted a beautiful picture, and I was sitting there and I was thinking, you know, as soon as you said the house of bread and the body of Christ, I was sitting there thinking, well, I wonder if he'll tie this into communion. And as soon as, and then about 10 minutes later, we started preaching about it. I tell you what, that's God working right there.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful, beautiful message.
Amen.
I'm thankful for you, brother, and pray for these lost. These lost are the most important thing.
Amen.
They need to be saved.
Amen.
If you could just pray for my grandpa, since I've been living with him, he's not been as good health as he has been. He's been sleeping all the time, and he hasn't been feeling good, and he's been just down and out. And y'all pray for him.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Corey. Remember his grandpa. God bless you. Thank you for. He's come here and he's just took a burden up for these kids, and I appreciate that. And just come a part of us, and I appreciate him. Love him. Amen. Remember that. God knows. Anything else on your heart?
I know the Bible